are Locked On Cavs, your daily Cleveland Cavaliers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Got Evan itching his eye. We're back. Evan, haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
Yeah, no, it's been a while, man. Are we going to lead right back into the intro? Because we have a point that we missed in the first half that we should probably talk about in the second one. So,
which is what?
Did you see that, according to Jackie Mack, Steph Curry is a huge Darius Garland fan?
And yeah, I did.
To Darius to mentor him.
Yeah, that was like a nugget on the Simmons pod. Shots to Pearl Jam. But that's cool.
But first, on Cavs.
Yeah, we're going to Friday's Locked NBA, by the way. Check that out. Really good pod. Hosted by Adam Matas and Nick Engstad. So go check that out wherever you get your podcast. But let's play a little intro because now first Locked on Cavs, so I don't totally ruin Evan's joke. All right, Evan. So let's take some questions. Again. Yeah, obviously. Let's take some questions. This is just extremely problematic on my part. I apologize. Okay. just not what you want.
Let's start with the top, the king himself. Hey, how you guys been? Excited for the season? I've been good, Judah. How are you? I'm excited for the season, actually. I'm sure my mood will change considerably after staying up and watching the West Coast Cavaliers. And
early in the year.
Media day feels like Christmas a little bit. I was excited for it last year, even though it was virtual. It'd be nice to see Chris in person again. It'll be nice to see a couple people in person again. Like, I haven't seen friend of the pod Spencer Davies in a while. And just, you know, it's going to be different. It's going to be interesting, but it'll be fun. And, you know, we'll explore together.
Yeah. I'm excited, but I could have used like another week or two.
Yeah. I was talking about this with somebody last night and I'm like, yeah, it snuck up on me fast this year. Like, so did Browns season. Like, the Browns just kind of came. I'm like, oh my God, it's the shortened preseason. I blame it on that. But
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But
it's just like it really is snuck up, and like I don't know. I'm old, and I like having time to breathe a little bit, you know.
Oh, I do too. We've been doing a lot of that lately, and I'm actually like physically old. Like, I'm spiritually aging 5 years every time I talk to Chris Manning because of your effect. But
thank you. I appreciate that. That means I'm doing my job.
Yeah, you've changed me a lot in this time to get that we've known each other. I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, like, oh my God, it's Chris Manning. I read his work, and I'm a huge fan. And then you wouldn't respond to my emails, and then we finally meet face-to-face. I love, like,
Appaloosa
the chat said the Locked On Cavs lore keeps expanding. Like, that's our origin story, though, is like, I harassed you via email for like a month straight.
Justin Rowan, he deserves credit.
Oh, did he say something to you?
Yeah, he vouched for you.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no, Justin's a good guy. He also, speaking of Rowan, add this to the Locked On Cavs lore. He also said that you got his sloppies because he grabbed me for the chase down before you could even have me on as a guest, because I announced I was co-hosting with you, and then he had me on the chase down that night immediately, and then you and I recorded the following day.
I mean, Justin, you know, go watch some inferior Canadian football, Justin. I know you listen. All right, hey, guys. Man,
they have beer snakes in the Bombers games. I think that's pretty neat.
I'm just
the college in me appreciates that.
Justin posted a pic.
Justin watched an inferior football team for five years in college.
It took you 5 years. Okay. So
I took a year off to go on co-op, you troglodyte.
I didn't know. I usually sound exhausted?
Well, I used to be told I sound like a librarian, and I told again somebody last night that I'm like playing a character sometimes because I'm like really on, but I'm going to be so tired by the time we're done. But no, you don't sound tired. You sound like Chuck Manning. Good old Chucky Chuck. Oh,
the child.
But let's get into some other questions. This is from Patrick Self. It's loading. Oh, okay. That's the wrong one, but let's try this again. There you go. If you had to look into a crystal ball, do you think Sexton will remain with the Cavs long term? This is a tricky one. I want to say yes at this point, because the teams that wanted the trade for him moved on. Like, I know Miami and New York were firmly in it. I think Oklahoma City could still be a dark horse option if the Cavs just do not want to pay Colin and they do like a sign and trade or something like that. And
well, can we define long term first?
It's probably going to be a 4-year extension.
No, but I'm asking, like, what? How are we defining like a long term future?
Within the next 2 to 3 years, will Colin Sexton still be a Cleveland Cavalier?
Okay, so I think the next couple of years seems more likely, just because I think you just look at like what his market might be, and I think you just look at the mechanics of like heading a straight frame. It becomes really hard for those guys, especially someone who is good and Sexton is good, to switch teams. Like it would be like sort of a change in how restricted free agency has worked for teams if like Sexton gets to restricted free agency and then gets like a Chandler Parsons like team poison pill contract. Like those types of things are just less common. I don't see Colin right
signing
now.
A contract in a nightclub with Sam Presti. Does Oklahoma City even have a nightclub?
Don't besmirch Oklahoma City. I'm not a city.
Do they have a crazy horse like Cleveland?
They have the Haunted Hotel. They have. Oh, okay, Evan. Have you?
All right, Zach Baggins, calm down.
I'm trying to see if it's on my bookshelf or if I.
That was like the meanest. That's the meanest thing I've ever called you. Is calling you Zach Baggins.
I'm just ignoring you, honestly.
Do you know who Zach Baggins is?
No, I don't.
From Ghost Adventures.
No.
The show on. Okay, so while Chris is searching his shelf, fun fact, I love haunted stuff, and I really get into it, and I think it's all real. If like you hear like a ghost go like it's like a little static noise, like you see like a little speck of dust fly across the screen, I'm like, oh my god, it's a spirit. Or like they send, the funny thing about Ghost Adventures is like they have like this dopey cameraman named Aaron.
Okay,
they go to like legitimate like haunted devil stuff, and they'll put him in that room and just lock him in there for the night. And I'm just like, this poor guy. Like I would quit if the money wasn't good.
Okay, so here's the thing.
What are you gonna show me?
There's Oklahoma City. I understand people will be like, oh, like, you know, weird team, blah blah blah. Here's the thing. This book, Boomtown. Okay, it's by Sam Anderson. It is. Nominally about
Boomtown's a great book.
Nominally about like Russ. There's a lot of Russ, KD, Harden stuff in there. It is also just like how insane his founding was. Just go read that book. That's my recommendation. Oklahoma
the city of Oklahoma City or the Thunder, because
all of it,
Clay Bennett lied to Seattle. Well,
all of it is like this inner the part of the book and the structure of the book is that Oklahoma City is just like chaos in a lot of ways. And I'm all for that. So I also just love a good book. So go read that book. It's really good. Probably my favorite book I've read in the last couple of years. Like by a wide
margin. Honestly, I wish we finished the book club, but Boys Among Men is like one of my favorite books we've read in a while. Like, really I highly good. Recommend it. Like if you guys want to read a good basketball book and read about how like not every high school, because they talk about the success stories like Kobe Bryant or Tracy McGrady and stuff like that, or they have like plenty of, and Dwight Howard too, like Dwight Howard and LeBron being the biggest examples of in recent years at least, but like they talk about so many failures and how like these kids failed and how like the college system fails. Like it's such a fascinating story filled with so many stories in it that like it turns, like at first it starts a little dry and then it turns into like a legitimate page turner. She's like, oh my god, this is getting crazier and crazier. But Chris, this is a good question. It is from.
Oh, we should have. Well, we should take a break.
Oh, we'll take a break. We'll answer this. Sorry, good question. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's a good tease. We're kind of running long into the second segment. First, I got to tell everyone about our friends at Built Bar. That's what we do here. Built Bar is awesome. The best tasting protein in the market. They have cookie dough back, so go order cookie dough before it goes away. You don't know when it's going to come back. You don't know if it's going to come back. Go order those cookie dough Built Bars. Amazing flavors like cookie dough, like coconut, like orange, that's going away soon. Strawberry, also going away soon. Cookies and cream, a favorite of Evan Damerill. Evan, I may bring you a Built Bar to the Phoebe Bridgers concert next, by the way. Just as a little snack, kind of keep you from being peckish
We can quite literally do a social photo shoot. I'll wear so much branded stuff that, like, you know, I somehow got affiliated with. Put like a Bud Light seltzer in one hand, a Michelob seltzer in the other one. Put a Built Bar in my mouth. It'll all be great.
be absolutely gross. Anyway, though, get a mixed box if you haven't tried all of them. And again, 15% off at built.com right now for 15% off your next order of Built Bar. So do that. Again, that promo code is locked on is the code. And Evan, this question is what?
This question is from CTM2187. If you guys are answering cues, I'm just getting into the NBA and figuring out which team to go for. Why should I support the Cavs? It's a good question. We were on Locked On Auburn. It's not Locked On Auburn Tigers. And Zach Blackerby asked us, like, why should we become Cleveland Cavaliers fans other than Isaac Okoro playing there? Like, I think it's an investment. Yes, historically, this Cavs team is dysfunctional with LeBron James. Play-wise, dysfunctional if LeBron James isn't on the roster. They're dysfunctional no matter what. But it's a pretty fun, young, and exciting team. There's going to be a lot of growing pains this year. I pointed this out several times. Like, if you're a betting person, take the under on the Cavs record this year. It could be 21. The average age could be 21.5. They start Garland, Sexton, Okoro, Mobley, and Allen together on opening night. Like, that's a young team. That's an inexperienced team. Veteran squads are going to feast on them. Like, Ty Lue is going to make their lives hell when they play the Clippers in like 2 weeks when after the season starts.
Jason Preston game, baby.
Well, I was going to say, I made a face because when we were talking about the Charge, the Charge don't play the Agua Caliente Clippers because they're doing like a pool system this year. So unless it's the G League bubble, you won't get to see Jason Preston play anything Cleveland. But
I'm just saying of Jason Preston, a deeply reported Jason Preston feature coming soon is all I'm saying.
Yeah, he's going to frame his jersey after it too.
That jersey is DJ Cooper / Maurice Endor, the jersey you're referring to. It's also Leanne's fault that jersey's not folded and put in the box yet.
Of course, typical.
She's listening. I hope she's going to get mad at me when I get off. Yeah, I can't ask. It's actually one time I actually can.
But it's like a long-term investment, I guess I want to say. It's like they have a fun, young, and exciting team. There's going to be a lot of growing pains, but I think this is a good time to get in on it too, where you can kind of, your fandom will grow with this team, as cliche as it sounds. And you'll become more familiar with it. Listen to us. We're the number one Cleveland Cavaliers podcast to keep you informed on it, because we're not going to be like fanboy shills. We'll talk about the good things, but we'll still be critical when things are bad. I think the Cavs are a good team, but if you want to keep like an interesting team in your back pocket, I also don't blame you, because I think they're going to be pretty archaic offensively. But keep, let's say like, oh, I've been a Cavs fan since they drafted Evan Mobley. People won't think you're a poser then. Especially when, you know, like, they're winning a championship in like 2-3 years after Ben Simmons comes here.
Yeah. I think that's a good reason. You got a lot of string young pieces. I think if you're looking at reasons not to, it's just like, this can be a very like bizarre organization and how to do anything. So if you want to pick something more stable, I can't blame you for that. And like, if you're getting into league and you're fans of other sports, and like, maybe like I've when some friends of mine have like gotten into like soccer or like whatever, like one of the things is like, they'll pick like a team in Europe that's like really good. And so they're just like, I'm insulating myself from like having another like experience with like the Browns or whatever. Like, that's how, like, I mean, I'm a fan of a big six team in England. It's not like I'm picking a team that causes me lots of frustration in Tottenham, but like, like, it is one of those things where it's like, if you want to pick something,
it's so hard right now. Them Spurs,
I know. Yeah, go Spurs, go baby. But yeah, I mean, anyway, that's I think it's a fun team if you want to hop on like a younger team's bandwagon. If I was gonna pick one team, I think I might pick like Memphis right now.
That's what I was gonna say. If you want to pick a young team and buck the trend and not like follow everybody else's lead, don't. The Cavs are the opposite of the Grizzlies. I was gonna say the Hawks, because the Hawks were an Eastern Conference finalist last year and they have a ton of young players on the roster.
Also, you get to listen to you. That means you can listen to Locked On Hawks and hear Brad Rowland talk.
And hear Brad Rowland, the man who,
my man, Brad Rowland.
That's literally has probably like an IV drip of caffeine on him at all times.
Well, yeah. He's that guy. What, one of one.
One of one. But we should take another quick break. We'll answer a few questions. We kind of dawdled on this one a little too long, but I think it's an important question because, I don't know, that's a big thing. Like, why would you want to become a fan of a certain team? Like, it's a good question. So let's hit park in the car real quick, because I'm having some auto problems, and good thing, because this episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questions and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts in their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto's prices are reliably low and are for every customer. They have everything you need from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find a solution for your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Check them out today at rockauto.com. This episode of Locked On Cavs is also brought to you by Bet Online. We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on the field to start another football season. As always, Bet Online is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, betonline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive a 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, do not wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, your online sportsbook experts, and the exclusive betting partner of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm really proud of myself. I stuck the landing on both of those ad reads with a stuffy nose, nonetheless.
Proud of you. This is a lie. I just wanted to say that this comment below is a lie. Just saying.
It's a lie. It's slander. Lie. Like,
we're going to move on to an actual question, because that was a lie.
It's a question. Dude, we can't just say some questions aren't actual questions.
I reject the premise. The whole premise is flawed. Everything about that was wrong. All right, so JF asked, do people just forget about Okoro? Stat predictions for the year. I'm not doing stat predictions.
That's a tough one, because I don't know what his three-pointers are going to look like.
Yeah, and I am in the process of, like, detailing some stuff for another thing, but predictions like
down last week where I'm like, right now he could be like Jared Wallace or Justice Winslow. If he tightens up a few things, you could get a different player here.
Yeah, Justice Winslow had like that one good year. That's kind of tricky.
I'm saying like rookie season, Justice Winslow is very comparable to Isaac Okoro. So like he could nosedive if injuries become a problem, or he could be like crash. And like getting Gerald Wallace out of Isaac Okoro is a pretty ideal outcome. He just doesn't provide any spacing.
Yeah, I think when people say forget about Okoro, I think the reason that like maybe he's not talked about as much is just like Garland is poised, I think, for this really, really big leap, and he's flashy. Sexton scores a lot of points and is a highlight reel kind of player and very good. Allen just signed a big extension, has the dunks, has the blocks. And Mobley's a top pick and like is really intriguing. The thing about Okoro that I think is just like kind of inherent to him, but I think he's not a guy that is always like he has some poster dunks, he has some really impressive highlight plays. He's a guy that like a lot of what he does is like not it's just really solidly played basketball. Like it is technical, it is using his strength to like lock up a guy one-on-one. Like that is not going to get cut into a highlight you throw on Twitter. Like he's a hard guy. Like we don't use them anymore because we have the new YouTube intro and everything. We're trying to find a play for Okoro was not like the easiest thing to do in the world. Like you I had a lot to pick from for Garland, for Sexton, for other guys. For Okoro, it's like there's only like so many plays you make to get Michael like jumping out of his seat, right? Like there's only so many plays that like absolute kind of pop off the screen and get him in like, you know, top 10 play consideration. So that I think that's kind of it for me. Just his style of play is not like something that is just like I don't think he's I think he's really good and I'm all the way in on him, but I kind of think he's a guy that's not talked about in that kind of sense.
Instead of calling him new crash, he'll just be no flash, because Isaac Okoro doesn't provide a lot of counting stats, and I think that's the tricky thing too, is like I don't want to make a definitive stat prediction because his numbers at summer league were almost identical to what his numbers were his rookie season. So like I can't firmly say like, okay, he has an improved three-point shot, but like Isaac Okoro does a lot of those little things that super impressed me as a rookie, like defensively, where like it's stuff you can't tangibly count in a box score, but it's also not going to really get you a shout out during like the middle of like a hype play call or something like that.
Only for me on every post game pod where I'm just like, can we spend 20 minutes talking about Isaac?
Yeah, let's break down the X's and O's of this one possession. Isaac Okoro shut the water off on somebody.
Chris, Evan's just like, Chris, we need him. I'm like, no, but I really need to talk about this.
It's gonna be like the Larry Nance moment before when we were using Uber conference. Zoom, and I don't think we had cameras on.
That was still in the Uber conference days. Yeah.
Okay, so like you started talking about soccer, I literally like muted myself and was just scrolling through my phone, and then like casually listening to the conversation. And as soon as you guys started wrapping up, I'm like, yeah, I know nothing about soccer, but yeah,
I mean, it's fine. When it's a little like things kind of calm down with COVID and stuff a little more, you should come hang out. We should go hang out at the Old Angle on a Saturday because that's a cool place, and you can just like watch some soccer.
Okay. Pip, cheerio, mate.
Yeah.
So another question from the man Judah himself: who could the Cavs get for Rubio at the deadline?
Can I reframe this very slightly? Sure. I think we should ask like who's going to want Rubio.
A team that needs a backup point guard.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Like, who are those teams?
I don't know. What if Rajon Rondo doesn't work out the Lakers or?
Yeah, that's just like a really tough salary situation.
Or Eric Bledsoe doesn't work out with the Clippers. Again, a tough salary situation. But
you act like Jason Preston's not right there waiting to step in.
Do you need to save him for the playoffs? They don't have Kawhi for the entire year. They got to rest Jason Preston for everything he's got.
Yeah, you
got
to really milk that.
Jason Preston, Paul George, Terrace Mann, Ivica Zubac. Like, the league is so screwed.
Look, that's a vibe for me. Ty Lue, let's go.
It's a vibe.
Miami might be a team where like they could maybe use a point guard.
Oh yeah,
like,
that's
they could follow D, especially really? Like if Depot doesn't work out and stuff, that could be a thing. I think Dallas could make some sense in theory.
Or if like Campaign comes back to Earth and Phoenix, and they really need to upgrade him, and like Ricky has a good relationship with the Suns, so
is I wonder if the Pelicans are also another option.
Does David Griffin know any classic Spanish songs on the piano that he can play for Rookie when he arrives?
That story is wild. Can't believe I'm going to say this, but number one, that's just a good use of reporting. Number two, I can't believe it's like aged well that like the Cavs didn't like keep Griff because like he's not been in New Orleans. The Alchemist thing in that story tickled me because like that was like a Kyrie book that he carried around with him for a while. Like he just always had that book on him for a while. It was like one of the.
Do you think Kyrie read The Alchemist, or do you think it's like LeBron where he's always like has a new book?
I think Kyrie actually read The Alchemist.
Kyrie's bored enough that he probably read The Alchemist. Then he went on YouTube and watched a bunch of conspiracy videos, and then just really started tapping into that stuff. But like. People, I don't know. I don't poo-poo Kyrie on that. People can have their interests. Like the whole mask off thing, like people were taking that out of context. I'm just like, you know, it could be like, you know, mask off is a.
Okay,
is
we're, quite no, we're done. We're going to get flagged. Evan. I'm done. We're done. New Orleans also did pay Devontae Graham. So like maybe he's not. Maybe that's not. I don't know. Like I think if there's a team that just screams, hey, we need a backup point guard, like that's.
Maybe the Mavericks. I don't know.
Yeah, Dallas and Miami kind of come to mind for me. It's like those to me are the teams. It's not about like who they could get. It's about like who's going to want him more than like who they could get.
It could be Philly as well if they don't get Dragic, because Dragic could still be an option for Dallas somehow, some way. Because I'm sure Luka still really wants Goran Dragic on the roster with him. Like I know they tried to make that push for him last offseason. And it just didn't work out. Like that was I really like that pairing. I'm a huge Dragic guy to begin with, but maybe Philly too. If they somehow, I don't know, like offer cheaper contracts and the Cavs just kind of get a poo-poo platter of poo and some picks for Ricky Rubio. Yeah. It just kind of works out that way.
All right. Let's end on this last question from Elias Phillips, kind of in the spirit of a season preview kind of thing. Because that's where we're headed towards the beginning of the season here. So Elias asked, could you see us making the playoffs or even the play-in? If so, what new pieces will help us get to that spot?
Well, real quick, JF pointing out the Bucks could be a Rubio destination too. I don't hate that fit either. If George Hill doesn't work out.
Yeah, I think the money is just for all of these is the tricky part because Rubio's on a decent size number and matching that is. And
let's just say the Cavs buy out Rubio because somebody trades for him. There's 29 teams that probably would want to sign him. And a handful.
Well, at least contending teams. Well, I also want to note that I think next week. we should do a future cap space kind of thing, just kind of getting, because I've kind of been thinking about those last couple of days, and like the Cavs cap situation is never going to be super flexible. And I think we should just talk through, I'm going to write about that as well. But we will
talk. Quite literally some sports money right there for Forbes, my guy.
That's true.
I couldn't think of a better successor.
I just like checks.
I know, but to answer the question, possibly a play-in team.
Yeah, but I find the phrasing of that question like they should be flipped. It's play-in or maybe the playoffs, not playoffs or maybe the play-in.
I think there may be a play-in team because the rest of the East is better this year.
The East is good.
So, like, let's just talk. Yeah, the East is very good. You have the Nets and the Bucks at the top, like the clear two top teams.
There's no way. Okay, let's just start here. There's no way they're getting into the top six.
No. Because that's going to be the Bucks, it's going to be the Nets. And then you have like the Sixers. The Pacers are consistently good. The Heat are going to be there too because the Heat made a bunch of moves to get there. The Hawks will be in that conversation.
Boston. They just
made the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston will be there. The Knicks will be there. That's eight teams already right there. Cameras are hard with my fingers. And after that, like I think Charlotte's going to make a big leap if LaMelo is the real deal. And I like some of the moves they made. Like I just like PJ Washington. I think the Gordon Hayward addition actually ended up working out really well for them. If Hayward can stay healthy, the Hornets will be in that conversation too. I'm personally intrigued with what the Wizards are trying to do with Dinwiddie and Beal. We'll see how that's, if that situation doesn't become volatile. I think bringing in a new coach and a new just fresh look and look on everything is really good. I think Rui Hachimura has potential to be a solid player. I just don't think he's the next Giannis like some people have said out there, but like the Wizards could be in the conversation too. Like they have a superstar shooting guard on their roster. Like there's a lot of teams that are good and teams that are getting healthy that the Cavs might just kind of get pushed out of the conversation, and but they'll be treading water at the same time. Or like they're going to be a bad-ish team. Like there's gonna be nights they look like world beaters, but this youth and experience is gonna bite them in the butt. You're asking Ricky Rubio to be the leader on the floor. You're asking Jared Allen to be a veteran in the locker room. I guess Lauri Markkanen technically could be a veteran because he has 4 years of experience under his belt.
Like, he's old by the Cavs roster standards.
Yeah, it's weird. And like Colin Sexton could be a veteran in this locker room too because he has 3 years of experience, and Kevin Love doesn't want to be here, so I don't know how much he really wants to be locked into this. But I just think it's tough. I think the Cavs could be in that. Oh, Chicago, too. Oh, my God. I forgot about Chicago as well. Yeah. Chicago would be in that conversation, too. Like, there's a lot of good teams in the Eastern Conference. Like, not great teams, just good to solid teams in the Eastern Conference. That I just think the Cavs are going to try their damnedest to get into this conversation, and they're just going to miss out. And that's an unfortunate reality of the situation.
Yeah, I think there's a big gap to make up in terms of, like, just what their net rating was last year to get to, like, being in that 10 something range to be like, you know, like all the, if you look at the top seven teams in the East last year, all of them had positive point differentials. The teams that were in that 8 to 12-ish range all were like negative or like even, but like pretty close, and the Cavs and are much further down that list. They make some of that gap up in terms of quality. If it's going to happen, I think it's because of a couple things. Garland just has a massive year and just ascends. Maybe he's like a legit most improved player candidate this year, something like that. I think Okoro takes a big leap. I think Sexton has to be like more dynamic, like just hits another level as a scorer that I think unlocks things. And it's going to be Mobley being really good from day one. Like I think like it, this is gonna, if this team is going to work, it is going to be like some of the veteran guys you have. So Rubio, Markkanen just being a hell or spacer that isn't like, you know, is able to play, availability is, it will be huge for him. Like if that kind of stuff breaks for you, that's great. But I think it comes down to, like, can you be fueled forward by your young talent? And can you make it all, this roster that's kind of fit together? And, like, look, like, there's a lot of little stuff that needs to grow. Like, you need to, whoever is the backup to Okoro, the three, like, needs to be a stable player. Or Okoro is going to be playing, like, a lot of minutes. But, like, I really think the reality is if Garland, Sexton, and Mobley all have these like really impressive years, I think those are the, and Okoro just as a shooter, but like, I think specifically just in terms of playmaking and draft pick stuff, Mobley, Garland, Sexton, if those three guys have massive years and Garland in particular, I think takes a massive step forward because of how important he's going to be as like the connector of everyone going on, because not the team's conductor in a lot of ways. That's how it happens. It's on those guys more than it is anyone else on the team, I think, if they're going to get there. And it's going to be hard. I tend to think it's probably not going to happen, but I think it's possible if things break correctly. But that's the beauty of the season. We're going to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for them to be back. I think we'll have a full scope of what this Cavs team will be maybe after like the first 10 games. I think this West Coast road trip is really going to be a true test.
Yeah, I even want to give them I'm going to give them more than that just because I think a young team having a West Coast road trip earlier in the season is just absolutely.
Well, I see how they respond to like that level of adversity that early into the season, I'm like, okay, maybe the Cavs are cooking with gas right now. Maybe they have stumbled onto something here that like I didn't see coming. But like Chris outlined, like you need leaps from like certain players and you need consistent bench production. Like there's a lot of variables at play here and we'll just kind of see how it plays out.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap there, Evan. It's been Locked On Cavs. We'll be back on Monday. I think you won't hear from us again. I think I'm deciding this now. We'll talk after media. We'll do like a big media day dump, maybe like a two-parter that goes up Monday night and then Tuesday. But media day is Monday. Going to be a ton of fun. Yep. Can't wait to bring all of that great coverage to you. We're both going to be there in person, which is really fun. Get to see some friends. Get to see like Mac Robinson's going to be there. Danny Cunningham, Spin. Like going to be a good time.
They got quite the crew.
Yeah. Just wish third member of Bestie Squad was going to be there. Unfortunately not. Yeah, but until then, it's been Locked On Cavs. I'm Chris. He's Evan. We'll talk to you soon.
Deuces.